Any memories of India when you were anything on service in India? Remember especially?
Well, I arrived out in India, not a word of Urdu, Indian language, and I had about 13 languages spoken in the unit. So I had to work with at least two interpreters on occasion, because although Urdu is a common language, they don't all understand Urdu terribly well, and some of the languages. So I'm not sure that justice was always done in accordance with the evidence submitted. But they were great people. I got on very well with the Indians. They were very childlike in some ways. They thought, as a Westerner, a white person, they thought you could do anything for them. You got a letter from the letter writing in the village back, professional scribe, writing on behalf of a family, can we have a permit for 3 sheets of corrugated iron? And it always began in very florid language. You are my father, you are my mother, you are my O.C.Tab. What can you do? So I left India in 1946, September, and by that time they knew they were going to have independence. And they also were getting some Indian officers in their own native kith and kin. So I said to them, you'll be happy, we are going, you are going to have your own officers. No, Sahib. I said, what do you mean, no, Sahib? Well, you see, it is like this, Sahib. If we have an Indian officer, he is either a Hindu or he is a Mohammedan. If he is a Hindu, he is always better to his own people. If we have a Mohammedan, he is always better to his people. That was the ordinary sepoy. He had it worked out. He said, if we have a British officer, he's either good or bad. He's either good or bad to Hindu or Mohammedan. And it all worked out.
So by the time you left India, you were quite fluent in...
I still retain 2 or 3 words. It was a great experience.